No, I wouldn't call it inevitable at all. And of course, Henry himself had died by the time that the Book on Prayer was introduced. By the time he died, there were a lot of experiments in an English service that had been made, and so he would have been familiar with some of those uses. But I think that Henry in the early 1530s would have assumed that there would be no need to change the rituals that he was familiar with. I mean, we now, I suppose, think, and it's a commonplace to say that Latin, in some sense, is a barrier to understanding and therefore to proper emotion, or as we might even think, empathy with the service and what's going on in it. In fact, if you look at more kind of common records in the archive, of when you find disputes in a particular parish at a village level of one person talking to another, or if you look at the demands of the rebels in the west part of the country, which were caused directly to some extent by the Book of Common Prayer, what you find people saying is that in Latin they know what's going on, because the service is as much visual and participatory and emotional as it is verbal. They might or might not understand the doctrines that are implied by words. There's a lot of argument now about how far there was a common level understanding of the processes involved. Of course, there were lots of vernacular English aids to people's understanding of the Mass and other kinds of ceremony and ritual. But even if they didn't understand the intricacies of the doctrine, they could see what was going on, and the words being in Latin guaranteed, as it were, that it was the right kind of performance. So actually, the English language is, in some sense, a bit of a shock factor. It was very necessary from a doctrinal point of view, from the point of view of the Protestant theologians, who really wanted a reformation and a much more fundamental one than Henry wanted, not just a convenience in order to change policy and to enable the royal divorce and remarriage, but serious English Protestants who wanted to follow Martin Luther's example from Germany. And Luther's first principle was that religion is meaningless unless it's understood. And every human being needs to have an understanding of what it is they're saying and what they're doing in relation to God. And therefore, that was an absolutely necessary corollary that any religious service would have to be, first of all, in German, of course, in Wittenberg, where Luther was working, and then in English in England. But it wasn't inevitable. And after all, in Catholic Europe, the Latin Mass survived until the 1960s.